Hello, once again, I'm back. I'm not an AI, I'm a human. Gabriel is there. We spoke about chapter 1 and 2. We spoke about what functions are there, how AI is supporting HRM. On the second chapter, we also focused on how AI is helping in hiring. And now the most debated topic of the day, AI in performance management. Now, there are two words that need your attention out here, and we'll have a slide in detail about what is performance measurement and what is performance management. Now, please understand, performance management as a tool has a very significant impact in HR, not only HR, in an organizational perspective also. Why? Because that defines an organization's growth, that defines a lot of learning needs, that defines a lot of way of thinking from a perspective of who to promote, who to give another year to do the job. So basically, it kind of defines the entire person's way of working. So to understand in a better way, we'll go through the introduction, but we'll also understand how performance is managed in the organization. It's a tool or it's a system. What we are doing now without the AI, because the moment you understand what we are doing now with the AI, you'll understand the significance of what AI can help us do in a performance management. Now, it's a very diverse topic, to be honest with you, because performance management itself is huge. I mean, if you're working for an organization which has an employee base count of 3,000 people, it's huge, humongous task. So where AI can fit in. Second, performance measurement and performance management. Third, is AI a foolproof tool for performance management? Yes and no. And then we'll see which companies are using what tools so that you can find in the website. Right? Let us go forward with the introduction. Now, when you see the introduction, it's the thought process wise when I say it. It's like organizations are seeking various innovative methods to enhance their operations from a performance management perspective or to optimize performance. AI has revolutionized in almost all its functions of people management. The impact of AI is huge. Performance management is not out of it. So everything comes from that perspective. So performance management is basically a strategic tool or a process, a system through which various organizations monitor, assess, plan their employees' performance to understand where they are, what they're not. And it involves certain criteria like clear expectation, continuous monitoring, providing feedback, implementing measures to improve performance. Now, traditionally, performance management is heavily based on manual process. Now, let us understand how a performance management is done. So let's say Gabriel has joined an organization A at a role of HR executive or as a recruitment executive. So what can be the basic KRA of that person or Gabriel? How many resumes he sources, how many resumes he sends for screening, what are the good candidates he is facing, and what is his total count of hires? So from sourcing, screening, identifying to hire, the ratio, that's his core performance area. Apart from that, any other activity given to him as a special project, what he's doing. So that's how it is defined. Now, if I have to do the same as a manual process, I have to create an Excel file, I have to give it to Gabriel, and I have to ask Gabriel to fill that particular Excel file and send it to me every day. So how many candidates you sourced, how many candidates you reached out to, how many candidates you screened, how many candidates you identified, did you coordinate with the hiring manager for an interview date? How many interviews did you perform or do? And then how many hires have happened? This is what normal process is. Now imagine you're looking for 100 resumes in a day, and by the end of the day, you again have to fill up the Excel file and send it to your boss, and then have a meeting with your boss before you go. Another process of subjective assessment is, now this is month one, month two, month three, and if you have a biannual or a half yearly appraisal, so by 6 months, your total number of resumes sourced, total number of resumes screened. So there will be a target that you have to source at least 100 or let's say 500 resumes in 6 months. So this many number of screenings should have happened, this many number of interviews should have happened, and this many of hires should have happened. So till interview, you are more than 100%. But when it comes to hires, you're less than 100%. Then it will have a clause. Imagine this entire manual process taken up by AI. So with AI, a new era of data-driven decision-making has emerged. Let us see what it is. In PM or performance manager comes from its capability to process and analyze vast amounts of data at less amount of time. That's the biggest thing. It can rapidly shift through the data, identify pattern, trend, insight, and might otherwise remain hidden. So it can create a pattern. Okay, this guy who is performing in this, like if you look at sales, typically sales have a pattern of performing in the first three quarters. Or the first quarter, the sales are typically low. Look at anywhere in India. Typically, it is low. There is only 10% of the company people have achieved the target in the first quarter, which is April, May, June. From July, August, September, the sales peaks up and then gradually goes on. So if I can use AI to create a predictive analysis or give me a pattern that, okay, 10% of your employee are always achieving in that target. Now you have to do it manually. The integration of artificial intelligence into performance management process enhances accuracy, objectivity, and efficiency. How? Now, let's say you have a sales executive of 500 across India who are selling one of the product of your company. Now, if you have to find out who are the topmost performers, what do? You ask the data from all the divisions or the salespeople. You put in a Excel file where you filter it at 100% plus, 95 to 100. Now this with 500 people. Imagine you are working for an organization where the sales force is more than 3,000. Imagine the amount of laborious work that goes into. Imagine the amount of manual processes that increases your day by day. And one mistake or one error in the formula will jeopardize the entire process. AI comes in. The leading time is less, more accurate, more objectified. AI-powered performance management enables better decision-making about how the firm's employee perform now in the future. I have not done with an AI, so I will not be able to comment on it. I have done it manually. It took me almost a week to come to a conclusion. And this we used to do before the year end by predicting analysis. So we used to keep the last month's data readily available for us, because if you go to pharma companies, their strategy meet happens on the first and second week of April. So to present there from a divisional perspective, it is humongous, because if you have more than 10 divisions and every division has around 400 to 500 people, we are looking at 5,000 people. Now you have to segregate performance management system on A, B, and C. A, the top performance, B, the mediocre performance, and C, the lowest performance. Then now you have to define, okay, the A will go for promotional input from a performance management, the mediocre will do some IDPs. Imagine if AI comes in this as a support and helps you to do this data. Imagine if today Excel has an AI where you just feed in the data and in a minute it does it. That's what we are talking about. AI powered performance management also considers far more factors than a simple rating or score. It will figure out where an employee might need improvement, uncover strength that might not even realize and can be better identified. It can differ from performance measurement. We'll come to performance measurement a little bit later. Performance measurement is quantitative and qualitatively assess performance against set goals with objectives, obviously. It's a holistic approach to managing performance. It's not one single line. So, for example, you take an operations point of view for a bank. Their KRA is more dependent on how many less number of errors you do in your entire KRA. That affects the company. So quantitative, qualitative with the objectives. And it's also a holistic approach from the feedback recognition. For example, if you go to a customer service team, how many complaints the customer team has handled and what is the feedback, what is the score, what is the coaching mechanism, what is the measurement of it. It all comes under this. Now, let us focus on these two one, the performance measurement and management. Now, we'll take each and every section of it and then try to understand what it is. Focuses on evaluating and quantifying performance using metrics, indicators, or other methods. Focuses on more holistic approach to managing performance, encompassing a range of activities such as goal setting, coaching, feedback, and recognition. And if you ask me, this is your KRA, this is your KPI. You measure through KPI, and what you define is your KRA. Typically involves gathering and analyzing data on performance against predetermined goals and objectives. Since it's KPI, so the objectives are already defined. Here, it involves ongoing communication between managers and employee. Like, okay, this is what the goals you have to do. This is your feedback. This is what you did wrong. This is what you did right. This is what you need to do. The changes of behavior, so on and so forth. Often used to identify areas for improvement and track progress toward desired outcomes. It's a number game. It's objectivity. This is subject. Individual performance with organizational goals and fostering a culture of continuous improvement. So it's more from an holistic approach. How much is the contribution happening? It can be department specific. It can be managerial level specific. It can be executive level specific. It can be field executive level specific, whichever we are talking about. Can be quantitative or qualitative, may involve using performance indicators, KPIs, or other metrics. And I said, right, it's a KPI. Focuses on developing employee skills and competencies, providing resources and support. So if this person has not performed to the acceptable standard, here we will devise something from a skill or competency perspective where we can provide resources, training, coaching, mentoring. There can be various other things. Is often used to inform decision making and drive organizational change. Do you want to keep this person? Do you want to let go of this person? Do you want to promote this person? So these are the numbers. Is an ongoing process that involves regular communication and feedback to drive employee growth and development. In my opinion, again, it's a personal opinion, we do not get into continuous communication or regular communication for development. Why it doesn't happen, I don't have a specific reason for it. But somewhere down the line, it's a manual process, takes a lot of time, you have a lot of other things to do. If you look at from a KPI perspective, you have monitored, gave a feedback, but still, if he is not able to gain performance, so there are a lot of other things. Leadership skills comes into the picture. How did I groom my team member comes into the picture. So there are a lot of other things. So this performance management is more of a holistic sort of thing. And performance management is more what we spoke about OKR, objective, key, and results. More specificity, more specific, more objectivized. Role of AI in performance management, data-driven insights. I have this data, what will it do? I have that data, what will it do? It will streamline. It will facilitate the objective. Real-time analysis, personalized feedback. So typically today, when I've seen people give feedback, they typically start from this connotation, okay, you have done this, you have done this, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that, you should have focused on this. So it goes on. And typically you will see the feedback takes a full day if your team member is more than 5 and 6 for the entire day. What if I have a real-time analysis and what only focuses on what, why, and how? So what happened, why it happened, how it happened. Changes, what changes do I need? Why I need those changes? How will I implement those changes? Is actually an understanding of a personalized feedback. Predictive analysis. We'll talk about predictive analysis in detail in later chapters. Reduces bias, once again, and resource optimization. Recognize top performers. Move away from traditional annual, biannual PM. You can do every week. Actually, you can do every day if you have that kind of a support. Continuous improvement. So what is happening is the traditional way is half yearly or annually, annual or biannual. I have not seen any other way of doing it. But what if you have a system which helps you to reduce the manual process and gives you a mechanical process which helps you to deal with all those things on those given weeks? There is a company I know which works on weekly targets. They don't focus on monthly targets. So by second week, they have a specific feedback for those people who are below 80% of their target. Because it's a predictive analysis for the company that people by the mid-month, if they're at around 85 to 90%, most of them achieve 100%. If they are at 95 plus in the mid-month, then most of them will cross 110. So that predictive analysis, if it happens, because it's manual today, we are looking at past data and we are doing a feeding ourselves to understand what is happening. That is why the continuous improvement will happen. So you don't have to wait till the month end and you can start it from there. Your compliance management becomes easier and you energize a culture of improvement. So your team members will not wait till half yearly to come to you and say, why did you give a lower rating to me? So by the first 3 months, they are clear where they will land in 6 months. And your feedback should include all those things. It will also pinpoint improvement opportunities. Some key applications that is there, identifying successful versus unsuccessful employees, which is there. Strength and weaknesses analysis, SWOT analysis you can say, or you can say S&W analysis. KPI completion, analyzing past performance data and predictive analysis. Utilizing generative AI to write performance reviews. They can give you a template and put it in their email and put it to that particular person about their performance reviews. It can be automated, no human errors, projected based on comprehensive data, continuous assessment and real-time analysis, better managers, employee engagement is high, there is no bias, and most importantly, recognizing shortcomings and enhancing. See, if I know the route to that performance problem by mid-month, I still have 15 days to do a recovery. There is a chance you might have a thought process in your mind that, Gabriel, there is a chance that it might not happen. It is absolutely right. But you are hitting that 15 days in advance rather than waiting for the last week to come into. And that's where people say that that shortcomings, if it is tackled before, you enhance performance. Again, the predictive performance, the need for training, easy communication. People will not come and tell you that how can you lower my rating. They are very well aware. Easy communication, employee wellness, robust data analysis, improved quality of talent management. People would feel valued for their work. People will feel valued. They will know by 6 months where they are landing. And trust me, if the biggest problem of a manager is performance review. Now, if the performance review is happening fortnightly, by 6 months, I know where this person is going to land. I can give a predictive analysis to my team. On the third month, I can say this, you know what? Looking at the past 3 months, I can say these are the people who will land at this rating. Yes, there can be a possibility that one or two might reach there, but most of the times I've seen, based on the data that I have, these people will end up in this rating. But don't add that statement that don't come to me by telling that why did you lower my rating. They will understand in there and it will create an enhanced feedback loops. It will be a better way to give feedbacks. Once again, the challenges, cost is the biggest challenge for AI currently. Lack of human element, yes, the human touch will go away because it's a systematic way. Identifying employing potential, because it will create a gray area. It will only focus on numbers. Risk of misinterpretation. So a person might be very good at sales, but very bad at behavior. Possibility, reliance on data quality and introduction of bias. Because if my input is biased, my output is going to be biased. So there is few tips for HR, for fairness. So you have to know by yourself and adhere to your organization policies regarding AI usage. If you do not know what are the policies, you cannot implement. These policies may have specific limitations or protocols, but you have to ensure that it comes with company standard and ethics. You have to ensure open discussion with your teams about the responsibility of how AI is going to perform, evaluate, explore, and ethically integrate it to the review process, which will foster a shared understanding. Otherwise, there will be huge misunderstanding. This is another reason why most of the companies are not implementing AI into performance management as of now. Most of the companies. AI is a supplementary tool. It is not there as your replacement. Guys, I will repeat this throughout the AI in HRM. It is a supplementary tool. It is not your replacement. So don't think you will fit into AI and you'll go back home and sleep well. No. End of the day, you're responsible. You have to take care of it. You have to conduct a thorough review of all the outputs that is generated by AI at all stages, so that you can create a rule and develop an AI system with accuracy and quality so that you know which model is there. You know, Frederick Taylor created the first scientific of management model probably in the late 19th century. Imagine if you're using that model, the data that will generate, you must know the output that will come out. It's a very crucial step to ensure accuracy, relevancy, elimination of potential biases in the system. You have to actively seek and consider feedback from employees about the AI-assisted review process. Again, you can use an AI chatbot to do the same. Regular feedback. See, we are at a brink of a future where we do not know how big AI can be as a supplementary tool. So it is us who have to decide with regular feedback and understand from the employees how well, effective and fairness is the system. Evaluate, redefine your AI integration process based on feedback and observation. You have to improve the AI's fairness, accuracy and effectiveness in your performance reviews. Leveraging AI into performance management, clear objectives, invest in AI technologies, employee training and adoption of AI, monitor and evaluate, continuous monitoring. Now, these are the tools for AI-powered performance management. Omni is one. SAP SuccessFactors is one, which is used in most of the places. UKG Pro, Data Legends, Engagedly, Reflective, Bamboo HR, Synergita, Leapsum, Work Human Conversations. Do read about this in the website because we might not get into that kind of a detail. Perform Yard, 15.5, Lattice, Cultural Amp, Trackster, Assess Team. Thank you. I hope you have understood the entire process. We'll meet you in Chapter 4.